Okay.
The mind within itself, imagination, the seed of sadness, of madness. I have dreamt to become many things, a birdman, a monster, a machine, a genius, a superhero, all and nothing. And I have not done half of that. I have committed all things repeatedly in my struggle to shed my humanity entirely. But through and over the hurdles, I have learned the only truth of life, the unspelled curse which condemns one to never find the God we already are. The one for which we readily fast, preach, argue, sharpen a knife, and I realize existence is a motion always forward, a book you never put back on the shelf. So to avoid the spiral of remembrance without freedom, I chose self-forgiveness over self-affliction. I chose the curse over itself, recursion.
You're next, I'll put you anyway.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Can
I go for pee?
Yeah. We won't deny you. Next up, could we please have and welcome Rosie O'Regan.
All right.
Yay.
I haven't written a poem in ages, but I'm really happy because I wrote this one today. And I guess it came from, I've been doing some kind of performance work. Around shadows and the idea of shadows and dancing them, I suppose, and how do you enter or do that with your enemy. But this is, anyway, okay, called Floodland. Tree stumps of the Gera, gnarly, sodden, dark, solid shadows stand in stillness. Water rises and falls, mud plains shift, sink heavier down around drowned roots. Water lilies, fleshy rhizomes weave, become nymphae, afloat in light, delicately tethered to the dark and deep. Stars spark in fluid light, fluid night, spark out. After time's intimate dance, echoes of shadow remain.
Okay, if we may, ask Akram Medici to the microphone, please.
Okay, this is called All Roads. If I can make it through the book. One thing you should know is I'm a whore on the beach at Pampalon, where the sea is milky white, barely distinguishable from the early morning sky. How right you were, Pascal, about our inability to sit in a room alone. In the silence of my third floor attic under the mansard roof, I was faced with the tedium of my existence. I set out on a road, praying that the road would be long. He appeared beside me, spindle shanked, beach blonde, palm touching the black lace of my bodice. Our baskets grew more intense as we were mobbed by heat. We followed others, grape pickers and bricklayers, computer programmers and sex workers, these and millions more, my ancestors, who wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. The skies and stars came floating down like paratroopers. We who saw, hushed, The silence descended as though a fountain had been turned off. Then he was gone. They were gone. I was alone on the beach at Pampelon, where the sea is milky white, barely distinguishable from the early morning sky.
Yeah, we got poets in the house tonight, don't we? Okay, next up, could we welcome Anthony Durity?
I wrote this in Barcelona. I wrote this in Barcelona a while back. So this is more for my own. Out on the balcony, trying to get the measure of this cosmic antenna standing proud like a spire, held rigid by taut wire stays. From this angle, it dissects the sunset blue sky. What hands stacked these dirty bricks? You were not there to see the gleaming jet silently move by on its stratospheric way, but I was. Who stood that parabolic dish that cast such a stark circular shadow? The indescribable roar, noise, wail of fighter jets fills the air full of blank menace hidden behind buildings. Knotted cables tumble over a rooftop and run on down the wall like some electrical waterfall. A clothesline rusted through mystifies me.
Thanks, Anthony. And next we have Sean Murphy.
So my explanation anyway is that I usually do rap and I lock in. I'm probably just realised tonight I'm so used to locking in with a beat behind me and delivering words in a completely different way than I did. But I really enjoyed tonight and feel very inspired. And I did not know this night ran every Monday. Here we go. And unfortunately, from next week on, I'll be working every Monday night. So we'll see. Hopefully, I'll get to one every once in a while. And I was going to do a different piece now, but I decided to do a very literal, basic, in a certain way, kind of piece. I just finished working in a bar and a club after 4 years, and I managed about 2 years before I started going insane and wanting to shoot people in the face. The last 2 years were painful, but thank God I'm finished that. So this one's kind of inspired by that. I wrote this a couple of years ago. It's called Night Owls, and it usually goes to a kind of really minimal hip hop beat, but I'm just going to speak it tonight. Strolls into the dingy club, dolled up to the last. All he's missing is the fake tan and a handbag. Not an industrialist nor an executive, but he's a young lad who means business nonetheless. He's got nothing left to sell but his soul, and he already has. Sporting the latest fads, lashing back the jack out of a plastic glass, a real macho man. He's the epitome of masculinity, sporting more pink clothing than any of the girls in this vicinity. Prescribed bravado, chunky and stupid like Johnny Bravo, he's a mad yoke. And his buddies are here too, a bunch of clumsy bloody dummies getting stuck into some chubby culchies. Lovely. Modern day teenage dreams, immature scuffles over beers and drink. This is just another night out. It's about time now that the boys broke another fucking fight out. This is what we live for, war on the dance floor. Listen to the roars of the night owls.
Okay, Sean. I bet the finalists are glad you didn't say that in the first round. Next up, can we welcome Charles Clark?
All right. this might sound just a little cynical, and certainly it doesn't refer to anybody in particular. Old Dublin poet. He started young. Every year he wrote a poem. State of the Nation. State of the Going. There was some Brit in his oyster. And after 50 years, 50 poems. So they gave him an honorary degree and a pension. La, la, la. But the Academy refused him a dinner.
Thank you, Charles. Next, we have one of tonight's finalists, Roslyn Booth.
I wasn't quite sure which one I was going to do in round two, so this is the other one. The spider. Spider, spider in the night, looming, lurking in the shadows, crawling out from creepy cracks, dusty corners, darker nooks, spooking under sofa barrels, from behind my racks and hooks. Spider, spider in the night, you flit forward into sight. Eek, I screech, you scramble on, quick to speed your eight legs fumble, nimble feelers finger forwards, in the depth your hairy thorax, fangs and digits, front and hind, set for your sharp deadly bite. You stare at me with many eyes, spider, spider in the night. On the walls and outside windows, spinning, weaving, nets so fine, tunnel traps like eerie hair, or tiling sails to cut the air. Webs for creepers, crawlers, flies, magic patterns, sticky lines. You sit and wait and feel and stay. Spider, hunter, lure your prey. You lunge forward, strike your catch, and you eat your flies trapped. Eek, I freak and jump away, startled from my watching patch. You jolt and grab to hide your prey. Spider, hunter, I respect you. Let you sit and will protect you. Spider, spider in the night. Just don't come close, or I'll take flight!
Thank you, Sue. Next, we have Rab Burkhardt.
I want to talk about the Chinese martial art that is called Tai Chi. Maybe most of you have probably heard of it, you know, and most of you would be familiar with its kind of like public persona, which is something like this. Yeah? You'd be kind of aware of that. Okay, so I have this book, and I'd like to read you just a small portion of it, okay? So, give me 2 seconds, until I find my space. So, I am translating, so you understand that sometimes I'm a bit hesitant, you know? This is one of the aspects of Tai Chi that no one really knows about is weapons form. And there are 3 weapons in the Tai Chi style. There's spear, saber, and straight sword. So this is a little treatise on why do we need to practice Tai Chi sword, saber, and spear. The 3 types of weapons of the Tai Chi school are Tai Chi saber, Tai Chi sword, and Tai Chi spear. They can be regarded as training the physique and enhancing the intellect alongside their self-defense purposes. There are 3 reasons why we need to practice these 3 types of weapons. The reasons are set out below. Firstly, in training Tai Chi sword, saber and spear, we have methods of exercise quite different from that employed in the practice of the hand form. That's what I did there, yeah. A bit, yeah. They can stretch out and relax the muscles and bones, promote blood circulation, make the breathing smoother and longer, and are of great benefit to the health and constitution. Furthermore, by concentrating on the changes of the profound and beautiful postures in the sabre, sword and spear methods, body and weapon are in harmony. The artistic conception is deep and distant, and the intelligence is cultivated. Heaven and man relate to one another, and there is a feeling of boundless joy. It is not easy to attain this state, even one for one who is richer than Shi Chun. A really rich dude. Secondly, they can be used in self-defense. If you encounter violent thugs who are carrying sharp-edged weapons and coming to rob or beat you, when they carry out a fierce attack and life is threatened, you can pick up any type of article which is at hand, such as an umbrella, stick, and other everyday objects, and use saber, sword, and spear tactics to protect yourself from injury. See the accompanying photographs for applications. The third reason is the most important. It is to increase our self-confidence, so that when some problem crops up, one remains stable and unruffled, and we don't freeze in terror in a crisis. If the hands are occupied and the legs are in a tangle, we will be in a panic. In our daily work, this increased self-confidence enables us to make accurate decisions, decreases the chances of making mistakes, and thus is of great help in our future undertakings. Tradition has it that the sword nourishes the chi, the spear promotes wisdom, the sabre cultivates the resolve. Thus this principle is made clear. For these three main reasons, training Tai Chi sabre, sword and spear really has many benefits. Furthermore, the aim of the martial training of the Tai Chi school is to cultivate the mind, strengthen the character. The leading purpose is righteousness.
Nice work. Great that poetry doesn't have to rhyme, isn't it? So if anyone wants to sign up their to Tai Chi classes, you know who to ask on the phone. Thanks, Brad. Next, a long-standing friend of Ovelle, we haven't seen him in a while, delighted to see him, Kieron McCarthy.
Yeah, I've been away for a while, and I was over in Squamish in British Columbia working at a camp for children with disabilities, and yeah, you get a lot of experience, you know, which I'm wondering if I'm the same at all. But I was beginning to miss it, you know, and I got an opportunity there towards the end of the summer to write a little rap for the camp, perform it for the kids and stuff, and it was a good time. So you read it? Here in the Pacific Northwest, we have a little test to check for success. Yeah, we do our best, and yeah, we have our trials and our contradicting styles, and every once in a while it just feels like a pile. But man, to see these kids smile makes it more than worthwhile. Makes us feel sky high, brings a tear to our eye to see the pink swing fly. You wearing tie-dye, getting a face full of pie, hearing the trains go by, it ain't hard to see why. These kids are the greatest. Man, look at those faces. Kicking our ass in wheelchair races. Putting us through our paces. Man, you cannot replace this. This belief of the faith as we go into paces. Love from one to another, brother to brother. They cannot be smothered. Your word to your mothers for bringing every boy and girl here into this world. Holler to the nurses for curing our curses. A shout out to the prods for being top dogs. All you counselors for being so stellar. A word to the kitchen, your food be bitching. Every PSW, we have love for you. all you volunteers helping us every year. And we've got love for the courts, you never ignored any conflict or defect, simple or complex. And a message to the campus, though your lives may be hampered, every day you overcome because you know how to have fun. Thank you.
Yes, we do, Kieran. Thank you. It's been a great night. We're all going to head over to Mains for a glass of wine after this. If you'd like to join us, welcome to. Just before we end, just congratulations to all the winners tonight again. And to end this evening, the outgoing Munster champion, Michael Holden.
Application, let's make it a little bit more graceful than that was. Alright, this is one that I hope for. It's the Emperor's New Philosophy. We fly by time and space, walk dreamscapes of light and sound, and now we're in the club, calling in hits on your ignorance and doing drive-bys on our... Isn't... Oh, Jesus Christ. It's a drive-by.
Start again.
Superman!
I'll make it worse for him!
Go on. My Tai Chi.
Alright, thank you.
We fly by time and space, walk dreamscapes of light and sound. And now, we're in the club, calling in hits on your position and doing drive-bys on your ignorance in the smoking areas of your soul. We dive to the pinhole of the smoking crater to the whole creator who's looking for you. You better turn yourself in. 20,000 leagues under the skin. A journey to the center of the self. You won't see it on your TV, it don't wave placards, but if it did, they'd say, do you know the interest rate on your inner wealth? We demand your divinity now, and we shall not be moved. Don't ask why, but how. You can pay yourself your dues like those who hold their breath underwater to simulate the void while the world that looks on is trapped in translation, wrapped in the parenthesis of Sigmund Freud, although his apparent disparents have been rendered impotent and paranoid by the cocaine and pipe smoke in the sea of pain in which his eye floats. And we are the fishermen, casting castanets overboard to tempt Sebastian. And the mermaid surface to court and convert us. We turn Fahrenheit into Celsius. It's getting hot in here. Day turns into night, and we dissipate our fears. We turn tension into release and disappear. Appear dispersed and marvel at our catch, scintillating jewels for disintegrating fools to snatch. We have studied whirlpools in glass buckets and are now ready to release the grit from our pearls to add their sand to our shorelines, which we hook, bait, and reel in to bring the reel in and talk jives of flounders. Now the ocean surrounds us, and we surrender. For matters on a matter of perspective, it matters not. We climb into the cannons of our starboard side and are shot. To board stars with our broadside and return to the mansions in the lighthouse of our celestial port, where the report sounds, where a board sounds. We record our shadows on wax cylinders and beam Morse code out into the universe from our filaments. We fill the elements with space. We feel the elegance of grace. And now these elephants are swans. White and curving is every shape of the night that they're learning to navigate through intuition and lateral thinking. A collateral inkling rears a colossus on the banks of the Tiber, who weaves tiger's eye and harnesses the gleams of garnets into his bower like a Fabergé egg. It is written down, and the tether jumps off the ledger. His wings are a fiat, and the facade is corniced in marble. The cornerstone of the sun shines the power of oak beams and burns incense on charcoal, compressed into our pellets to honor the goddess, through the burning of the indigestible. We are vested in the vestibule of the vegetable, animal, mineral, the scabbard of the tabernacle, where the moon cackles of witches wear the night. The witcher wishes the sun to rise and set, and it does so, for the pharaoh has called upon it too, the god-king incarnate who incarnates inside you. So, pharaoh, let yourself go. Cremate the day and fill the night with ash clouds. so the fields that you plow may grow the seeds that you sow, although the sunflowers may bow their heads under the weight in the first hours of your new beginnings. Let the diving bell temple of your physical climb to its steeple and ring with the church bell tone of the spiritual, so that the people may hear it in the meadows and bless themselves. The Mujahideen call your name 5 times a day, and God has constructed an identikit portrait of your face. It is pasted on billboards and lampposts, asteroids and atoms, every eve in our atom, every weave in the pattern. Conceive as it happens, don't believe in the trappings if you don't want to be trapped. God is not a white robe, or the black pope's hat, or an idea, though he takes all forms. The universe is a cloak of stars, a wizard's garb worn by the formless to shield its nudity from the gaze of conformists and the misguided, but the ignorance and the deference of the reverence of your point of reference, it's all a matter of perspective. To the temper of the movies, the emperor is clothing us in a subtle cut. Use a subtle knife, shuffle up to a second life, rise to your knees and reappraise your surroundings. God is looking for you. You better turn yourself in.
Very nice. What a fantastic night. Congratulations.